Defying all hatred, be the love. Beyond toleration, be the love. Before pride and exaltation, be the love. Be the love. You are listening to Be the Love, transcending through the shadows into a higher state of consciousness. We are souls on the journey, opening up the conversation to heal, awaken, and connect ourselves and the planet to a higher vibration of love frequency. It starts with you. Everything you need is within you. This is your time. I am Stacey Musial.
And I am Sam Fernandez, and we are your co-hosts at Be the Love Podcast. Thank you for tuning in and ascending with us. Hop on board the Ascension Bus.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Be the Love, Transcending Through the Shadows. I'm Stacey Musial.
And I'm Sam Fernandez.
And together we are your co-hosts and souls on the journey. If it feels safe, I'd just like to invite you for a moment just to get centered with us. I'd like to begin by inviting you to take a deep breath in through your nose and breathe out any tension or discomfort. And again, breathe in through your nose, breathing in peace and love. And breathing out anything that is keeping you from being present right here and right now. And I'd like to invite you just to take one more deep breath in through your nose, and just feeling that calm, peaceful energy moving into your body, breathing out anything that you're ready to let go of. And just remembering that you always have your breath to come back to. Thank you and welcome to today's show. Today, I would like to welcome our guest, Tracy Day Dugdale. Tracy is a Reiki master with over 5 years of experience in the Usui Tibetan Reiki tradition. Tracy has had some life-changing experiences that have led her on her path and incorporates Reiki in her career as a patient care technician. Tracy is also a clairvoyant and can see, feel, and receive messages from entities from other realms during her Reiki practice. Thank you so much for being here today, Tracy, and we'd love to hear more about what led you to your path.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Yeah, thank you. So tell us a little bit about what led you to this path.
Well, what led me to it was around 6 years ago, I had a friend of mine bring me in for a session. And I had never even heard of Reiki before. Didn't realize that I even anything about it. And I had a session and I had never felt so much peace in my entire life. I didn't know what she did. I didn't know what she was doing, but I knew I was hooked and I knew I needed to know more and to feel more. And from that day forward, I just, luckily, she was a good friend of mine, and she just took my hand and attuned me to Reiki level one. And I didn't practice a lot. Like I said, the ego has been the real problem, I think, for a lot of us, because, you know, I wasn't sure what I was doing. But then I came to the realization that it didn't matter anymore because I wasn't doing it. Spirit was doing it. And once I got into that, then it's changed everything for me.
That sounds like such a profound experience, just being able to experience that level of peace, just, you know, as your friend was moving you through or doing, having Reiki. And so what led you to that? Like when you finally, so when you got attuned to Reiki one, and then what happened after that?
Reiki one, like I said, I practiced on a few family members, And I really didn't know what I was doing. I was really nervous. So I didn't allow the healing, I think, to activate, but I was getting good responses from everyone that I was doing a session on. And when I first started doing Reiki, I would feel more heat and vibration during the session. And then each time, it wasn't until I took Reiki level 3 that the aha moment came for me, when it was the psychic surgery. And oh my gosh, that was like, boom, everything just changed for me. In the class, while we were practicing on each other, while after we were attuned, I was having chest pain, and the other student that was there, we were doing our, like I said, the psychic surgery. And once she worked on me, and it was 15 minutes, it was so quick. I had no more chest pain, and it was all stress related stuff, crap from the world. And once we discussed where she went, where I went during the session, where she took me, and we were there together in the same place, that was my moment. Like, this is amazing, and I want to do this for everyone I know. I want everyone in the world to feel this feeling of healing and just weightlessness, you know, being in that moment and just being in that moment, if that makes any sense, where nothing else mattered in the world. It was just the most beautiful thing I'd ever experienced. And try, you know, and from then on, it was just more and more, less of my ego, less of that fear, and just knowing that I'm here right now with this person, and this person needs help, you know, and it's amazing.
So that sounds like,
go ahead.
It sounds like a really, really profound experience of what you went through. And for those people that might not know or are familiar with what psychic surgery is, can you explain a little bit about what that means?
So the psychic surgery means, so if someone can come to you and say, I have this really bad pain in my side. So there's symbols that you use, your Reiki symbols for psychic surgery, and you go in there and you just allow spirit to come in. And I just scan that area, and then you do your psychic surgery level 3 symbols over the area. And, you know, I wish I could explain it better, but it just appears, whether it's, you know, a sticker looking nasty alien possible looking thing with teeth, you know, you never know what it's going to be when you're working there. And you just do your symbols, and then I just work it and work it and work it, and ask spirit to come in, spirit guides, spirit animals, guardian angels, God, whoever it is that needs to be there for that session, to help me, you know, and use my hands as the conduit to remove this from that person. And I haven't had a whole lot of people telling me that there's a specific thing that they need worked on. It's usually, I just scan them and, oh, there it came. And then we talk about it afterwards, and I find out, yeah, this is what's been going on, or that's been going on. And the psychic surgery is just removing that. You know, I've heard of people that have had cancer tumors, and people have done the psychic surgery several times. It's consistent working. And then they go back to the oncologist and the tumor's gone, or it's so small that, you know, that's disappearing. Wow. So it's incredible, incredible stuff.
So it sounds like you've been able to develop quite the relationship with spirit and the other realms. I'm hearing that you're using that energy as a conduit, moving through you, the energy to move through you.
Absolutely. And they are powerful. It is amazing. You know, 'cause that is what Reiki is you are asking, and you're just the conduit to the healing, which is something people have to, I think, you know, remember to put in their head that I am personally not the healer. It's coming in through spirit. And I.
That sounds really beautiful.
And so for the people that are listening right now, so Tracy is actually my Reiki teacher. She's the one that's teaching me the Tibetan Reiki. And if I could just kind of, you know, go off with what she was saying. So how I met Tracy, just the real quick story, is I found her card at a head shop and I gave her a call, and I don't know, there was just something, some message, some feeling just told me that I could trust this person. So I just kind of, you know, threw up all over, not literally, but figuratively, over the phone. And I just told her everything that's been going on. And we ended up talking for like an hour and a half, even before, you know, we met. Then later on that week, I went and I had a session done with her. And, you know, I had a couple of Reiki sessions done before, but, you know, they were kind of hit or miss. They were just not really my cup of tea. But with her, you know, I closed my eyes, and when she did the body scan, I felt where her hands were. And, you know, and for people that, you know Reiki and that have done Reiki, you don't actually put your physical hands, you know, when you're doing the body scan. It's just, it's your, the energy between your hands and the other person's body. And I mean, I felt it, and it was very, very, like, her energy is very, very strong. And when she's doing the Reiki, it's very, very commanding, you know? So that's really what kind of led me to, you know what, I think I want to do something in this energy, you know, healing energy transfer, opening up channels, you know, that kind of stuff.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Reiki that you've been using, the Usui?
Usui Reiki, just like Sam said, it's not really hands-on. I do hands-on sometimes, but you use symbols. I work with chakras.
So tell us a little bit about how you work with chakras.
So that's part of the bioscan. And with chakras, and I've learned through just other Reiki practitioners, and there's a lady out of Montana that's just amazing. She's been practicing for 20 years, and she's just very helpful in training and teaching you things, different things to look at. But with chakras, you know, I'll feel the heat more around someone, or it'll feel like I've had people with, you know, trauma and grief with their heart. And it's just this, it feels like black sludge or something, and you just work all that out until, you know, sometimes it may not stop being black. It might be shiny by the time the session's over. I can just feel when a chakra's not spinning correctly. I don't visually see it really. I don't know if anyone else can see any of that, because like, I think every single person that practices Reiki has a different experience, a different way of how they feel or see, maybe. But for me, usually it's just a feeling of a different vibration or no vibration. And then I just work on that area wherever I feel drawn to, wherever the energy needs to go is where I go. You know, you just pull it out. I do my, usually it's like a pulling, you know, you're pulling, or I'll ask for archangels to come in and help cut cords during that to help open that chakra. That's just pretty much, it's just a different experience every single time to pinpoint what exactly, you know, every session's so different that I can't say, yes, this is what I would do for this person, or that's, you know, every single time, because not every single time the chakra might still be blocked, but there's a different technique that needs to be done for that clearing, for that healing.
So we talk a lot about clearing the shadow and working through transcending the shadow, you know, just that emotional energy. How would you say that Reiki has helped with people moving through emotional traumas or just their shadow self?
And that's something when I would love to work on with myself too, because I'm not really sure about my shadow self yet.
And just how have you seen, like, maybe trans people moving through their shadow self or their emotional traumas using Reiki? Maybe there's that stuck energy in the heart chakra. And so have you noticed shifts with people? Have they reported things changing in their life?
Definitely I have. And as the more I've practiced Reiki, like, the more spirit comes in to where it becomes almost a session of spirit communicating with me a ton, and actually bringing, you know, I've had a session with a client that, you know, her baby that had passed on, you know, has come in a few times, but there was the last session I did on her. He stayed up in a tree. I visually can see him now. There was her father, who, all I know is, I was singing a John Denver song all of a sudden in my head and thinking of this orange candy, and I'm working on her, but I'm not sure. It's almost like I am connecting with spirit more than almost doing any specific work on her. So it's starting to become more psychic ability. So then after the meeting, after the session, I've let people know, you know, this is what was going on. I'm not understanding it. And the John Deere or the John Denver song was her parents' favorite song. I didn't know that. And the candy was her father's favorite candy. So now I'm all in a different level of Reiki, and I'm not even understanding it, but I love it. And just by spirit coming in and telling those messages to me, I found out after the session that she had asked her father, you know, she had felt things were out of place at home. She asked her father to somehow in the session come through and send some kind of message to me to let her know that he was around and he was protecting her. And so that was his way of communicating through me to let her know. So in that session, just that she got what she needed from that session. So there's so many things going on with my Reiki right now that I'm just like blown away. And so it's hard for me to explain. I get so tongue twisted right now because I get so excited about it. And I just, like, I want to show everyone, you know, that this is just, I can work on someone for a heart, a stomach ache, or the next thing, you know, is just like I said, her child and father were there, and they had, that wasn't the first time. I don't know if Sam, if you care, if I say about the first session that you helped me when we were working on her with her child and father. Yeah. That was a totally different experience for us, you know. Each time can be just so different. And I know anyone that does practice Reiki probably says the same thing. You know, it's different for everyone. And I have close people in, you know, my mentor, that she does Reiki completely differently. She can break things down for you as to what chakra, back, front, spin, you know, side, this, that, and the other, what's going on with it. I'm more, I don't know.
It sounds like you've been really able to tap into those gifts and really trust the messages that you're receiving from spirit, and that they've been coming through you with accuracy and really tapping into that. But I'm hearing that that wasn't always like that for you, but you've been able to really tap in and trust those intuitive gifts that you're having. And so I'd love to hear also about, because I understand that you you also work with dialysis patients, and you've been able to incorporate maybe some Reiki with that.
Yes. When a patient comes in to dialysis, a lot of times they've had some dialysis in the hospital, and it's a totally different environment than when they come into a clinic and there's no privacy. There's 12 other patients on machines. There's, you know, it's craziness. And what I've gone, what I will do is go sit with them and just send them Reiki. You're supposed to get permission, you know, for giving someone Reiki. I don't always do that because it's a patient, and the doctors actually, you know, we're finding out that you can lower that anxiety by just sending them love and light, holding their hand and just sending all that positive energy. And it just makes a total difference in them. They can breathe. And then usually, I mean, I'll let them know, about Reiki. It just depends on a lot of times with people with their religion, you know, some people, a little Catholic lady might not want to know about Reiki. She might enjoy what she's getting, what's being done for her, but she doesn't necessarily want to hear anything other than God's taking care of her. So, but yeah, it's amazing. The even essential oils, I have some essential oils that I use, peppermint, lavender, and use that for the patients and just rub it on their temples a little bit and just hold their hand and send that energy into them. And you can just see their body start to relax. You know, it may take a few sessions. It may, or a few appointments coming in for dialysis. And unfortunately with our schedule, I change all the time. So I'm not always able to be there with them for every single treatment that they get at first, but I try to make sure I touch base with them all. And I have not had anyone have a negative response to the Reiki that I, you know, once they feel comfortable with me, that's when I allow them to tell them, you know, this is what I also can do is this Reiki and give you love. And nobody wants to hear, nobody's going to deny love. I don't know how else to, you know, the love and positivity, they will take that on for 100% just to know that somebody is caring for them. It's amazing stuff. I wished I could do it full time while I'm here, but unfortunately I can't.
That's really amazing to me. I find that's really amazing, especially with, you know, people that are so connected, such as yourself, that are able to perform Reiki just anywhere, you know. And I really do appreciate the fact that, you know, Reiki is one of those things where it's not a one size fits all, you know. Like you said, I mean, you have spiritual beings coming in and communicating with you during Reiki. You know, I don't have that. I have something completely different, but it's all, you know, it all goes for the same purpose, to open up those energetic channels. And like you said too, you're just a conduit, right? Because the, you know, it's up to the person to heal it's not up to the practitioner, it's up to the person, right? Which is also why I find, you know, Reiki so fascinating, because it's like you said, you know, you have a patient in dialysis, you put some peppermint and lavender on their temples, you hold their hand, and boom, the energy just starts to travel through. So, I mean, can you touch a little bit more on, you know, the different types of like Reiki sessions that you've done on people, maybe that you've done on yourself, you know, if you're just, you know, driving down the road, or, you know, especially during the pandemic right now with the long distance Reiki, can you explain a little bit about that? And maybe, you know, probably not go into big detail, but if you could share some experiences that you've had from people, that you're doing long distance on.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't, unfortunately, the last 9 months has been pretty tough. I haven't had a whole lot of distance sessions. Everybody's really scared right now. Everyone is really on edge. And as much as I try to tell people distance sessions are going to be amazing still, they haven't had an in-person session. And I believe that a lot of them think that I'm telling them a bunch of hokiness about a distance session. So I haven't had a lot of people been doing distance sessions, you know, on other people that have already had sessions. And those can be amazing. I have a lady, and she's also a Reiki practitioner and in Wisconsin, and we exchange distance sessions for each other. She does work for me and I do work for her 9-year-old son. And those are incredible sessions to me, for me. It's amazing what comes through, what spirit comes through for me to help her son with all the issues that he has going on at home. Mm. And he knows that he's getting a session done, and you know, that there's the first time I did a session with him, he was completely wrapped in thorns everywhere. It was like a big vine of thorns. And I had to ask for help to cut those vines and cut those cords. And, you know, I let her know exactly what I sent an email or a message through Facebook Messenger and just kind of tell her what I found, and same thing with what she does for me and what we find for each other. And he was able to sleep. There's been times where I felt that there was something wrong with his hips, and come to find out she had to take him to the chiropractor. He was having some issues with his spine and his hips. So there's different things that can come through on a distance session that I haven't done a lot of them, but when I've done them, they've been amazing. And it's incredible what you can do for each other. And still, you know, maybe, like I said, she had to take him in for an adjustment and he felt better. He had a couple of good days. There's a lot of other things going on. And so with him, but it was, you know, I've had sessions where I just knew spirit came through on a distance session and showed me that, you know, this person just needs someone to come in and hug them, hold them tightly, things like that. And that just made their night better. And maybe it was just for the night, or maybe it was for a couple of days, but distance is amazing stuff too. I personally love doing in person because I'm that kind of person. I'm a huggy person. I'm very touchy. I'd rather hug you. But the distance sessions are amazing. And like the other day I had one, and I was in the bathtub while I was getting a session, and I just put some stress relief salts in my bath and just laid in there and did my my breath work, let myself relax. And before I knew it, I could feel the energy being pulled from me, all the crap that I had going on. And it was coming out of my third eye and my throat chakra everywhere that in those areas I knew, my crown, everything was coming out. And the next thing I knew, I was levitating, you know, felt like I was levitating in the bathtub. Mm-hmm. And I knew that everything was better. You mm-hmm. know, there's different ways to Reiki yourself. You know, some people imagine themselves standing in front of themselves and Reiki that way. Mm-hmm. I personally like to go through my own areas and put my hands on myself, you know, over the heart chakra, over the stomach, wherever, and just leave my hands there and just send Reiki through to that area. I send Reiki through the water for a shower. If I'm feeling tense, I shoot that Reiki symbol, you know, the chokra, and shoot them all in through there and just Reiki that water and then allow the energy to come through me. Driving down the road. Sometimes I'm not real good with, I don't like driving in the snow anymore. Not that anybody does, but it really gives me some anxiety. So I do my symbols and I envision myself driving through that symbol, that power symbol, and I'm protected. If I have to do it 500 times while I'm getting somewhere, that's what I do. And you can feel that energy. It's incredible stuff. I still don't understand it all. And I don't know if anybody does, but it's the most beautiful thing, the most beautiful experience. I guess if I could do it every day, 10 hours a day, and save 10 people from feeling bad or pain or anything, that's what I would be doing.
So is this something that someone, if they were, say, they weren't attuned to Reiki or the Reiki symbols, could they give themselves that kind of energy or send that kind of energy to them to what they need, where they needed?
Absolutely. The only way to say it is energy. If you allow it, energy goes where it needs to go, and it will come to you. It will definitely, for sure, 100%. You may think, and I've done it myself sometimes, where I'm like, okay, I don't feel anything here. I'm not sure about this. And I question it. I shouldn't be questioning it because spirit is there. They're there. They're helping you. Your guardian angels are there. So it doesn't matter what you're doing and how you're doing it. It's happening and you're going to feel better.
And I love that. You just said that, because I know, especially for me, for a while, I thought that I had to do a specific set of things in order to, you know, to connect with spirit, or in order to, you know, open my chakras, or, you know, open my energy flow or something. And I'm coming to find out that the universe doesn't work that way. You know, the universe could care less if you did A, B, C, and D, or if you went from A to C and, you know, you jumped around. What the universe cares about is intention. The universe, you know, I believe the universe runs on intention. And anything and everything begins with intention, right? So just being able to, like you were saying, like, you know, you don't need to be attuned. You don't need to know the power symbol. You don't need to know the distance symbol. You don't need to know that stuff to open up your energy highways, to you know, realign your chakras, to, you know, to do all that kind of stuff. Now, it does help, right? It's kind of a, you know, kind of a fast track to that stuff. So, but if you have that intention, if you ask your spiritual team, and if you're open to it, it's still like you're still going to have something. There's still going to be something. There's going to be some energy opening up, chakra alignment, all that kind of stuff. So especially, you know, with the pandemic right now, and, you know, everybody's reluctant to see, you know, anybody else, understandably, like Tracy was saying, you could still do this stuff on your own. You know, it's not like I can't have Reiki today, so I guess I'm just going to be completely plugged up until I could have it again. You know, if you have that intention, you know, you ask your spiritual team and you're open to receiving the gifts, they'll come.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. And I think that's the biggest problem that I've had, is that I always thought for, you know, several years that this is the way it's supposed to be, because this is my mentor's way of doing it. So I should probably be leaning towards that when I'm completely off base. And no, it's not going to work that way. Every single one of us are different in so many special ways, mm-hmm. that our special way of healing isn't the same as, in, you know, isn't the same as someone else's. And it doesn't mean that theirs isn't right either. Right. And you just, yeah, just got to be open for that energy and just ask for those heavy hitters. Come on in. Come lay it on me.
Ask and it is given.
Yes. And sometimes you may not like what you, you know, you may feel like you need more, but, you know, it's going to go where it needs. The energy is going to go where it needs to go for that healing, for that moment, in that point of your time, of your life, for that second, for that hour, for that day, for that week. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's going to go where it needs to go. And it's just incredible. I mean, I get so emotional talking about this because it's so amazing and it's changed my life so much for the better. And I just want everyone to feel that. I just want so many, there's so many people hurting in this world right now that I just want, you know, even if it's 10 people I can change in a year, that's 10 people. That those 10 people feeling better have got hundreds of people feeling better because they're going home to their children possibly and being a better parent, or that child's able to sleep one night better because of what we did for them in, you know, for that one night, they had comfort. They had, you know, safe, they felt safe and we all need to feel safe. As far as I'm concerned, you know, it's little by little, we got to just build up that big old tree and that big old, you know, big old hug tree. My arms are going to get, you know, 20 feet around pretty soon.
Absolutely. And our energy is so contagious. And when we put that intention out there and we share the love and we hug and we show each other that we're important and we're all important parts of this unique of our, you know, unique existence, that we will spread that love further and further. And we just have to remember that we get to be love first, and then we can spread that out. I think that's so beautiful.
It doesn't matter if you're a scientist or, you know, someone that picks up trash or who, it doesn't matter who you are. And I think a lot of people feel that that matters, and it doesn't. You know, I'm going to love you no matter what you do for a living, or, you know, what your education is or isn't. Because that's important. We all need to feel that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and like recognizing that a lot of those ideals or the, that, what's the word I'm looking for? you know, just our, how we have come to this place of ego, where, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, what you do, it's a matter of how you show up in the world and love in our existence. That's what truly matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's like Ram Dass said, right? Like, we're all just walking each other home. Simple. I love that saying. It gets me all teary-eyed anytime I hear it or say it myself, apparently. But it at the end of the day, that's what it is, you know. And it's like, you know, you were saying, Tracy and Stacy, it's not about your status in society. You know, this is not about your status in society. You know, it's about your soul. You know, it's soul work. You know, it's about your energies and energies of other people. And yeah, that's, you know, and in my opinion, that's what the universe wants. You know, the universe wants us, you know, and when I say the universe, you know, it could be, you know, God, Jesus, Buddha, whatever you believe in, but they all have one distinct thing in common, and that's love. Just love, you know, love yourself, love each other. And with Reiki, you know, you open up those channels, you know, of love, basically, so you can love yourself, so you can love others. And I just think it's incredible. And, you know, like I said, Tracy is my Reiki teacher. So we have done, you know, she's done quite a few sessions on me, and we have done sessions together. And every single time my mind just gets blown on what comes to her, you know, and just how she's able to just be just such a strong conduit of spirit, just a strong conduit of the universe, you know. And it blows me away every single time. But
you don't give yourself enough credit. You're amazing. You're very spiritual too.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm learning just like you are, honestly. our walking might be a little bit slower than others, but we're still walking.
Our intention's there.
Exactly. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So as far as, you know, your version of Reiki and what comes to you, I mean, so tell us a little bit too about, so how do you feel after you do a session on somebody? You know, what's like, if you could kind of, you know, the beginning, you know, middle, and how does the energy shift for you? Because I mean, we talk a lot about how it shifts for the patient, you know, the one you're, but how does it shift for the practitioner?
And that's something that's evolved with me practicing more over the past year and a half too, is I'm more relaxed. So therefore, when I'm asking for my guides and spirit animals, all those heavy hitters to come on in, they're coming in for me too. So I can't believe sometimes how I don't feel drained like I used to. I used to feel so drained after a session because I wasn't protecting myself. I was taking on that energy of that person because I just wanted them to feel so much better, so much better, so much better, that I was taking in all their crap. So I would literally get sick sometimes after a session. I would almost feel like I was going to pass out. So now I've learned to put up that barrier, and man, do I feel, that's another reason why I want to do Reiki all the time, is because I feel amazing afterwards too. It's so therapeutic for me. Mm-hmm. As well as it is for the person I'm working on now, because I'm asking for help. So I'm getting all that love and that energy and that positive healing just as well as the client that I'm working with. Mm-hmm. So it's I feel so rested and so relaxed, not rested, but relaxed after doing sessions. I feel lighter. And I'm not going to say that there isn't times where I am also sitting there crying with a client after a session, because I've protected myself, but what we just experienced together was so intimate that sometimes you cry. That's what I do. And, you know, sometimes I do, and it hasn't affected anyone to where they didn't want to come back and see me because they thought I was crazy because I was crying with them. It's usually we felt that together. You know, or there's laughing. There's times when you can do a session and I just feel like this overwhelm of happiness and joy and life is beautiful right now. So I think that I benefit from it 100%.
That's so awesome. And one thing that you mentioned that I think is really, really important, not just for a Reiki practitioner, but, you know, for somebody that might be highly sensitive or an empath like myself, is you were talking about protecting yourself. Would you mind kind of explaining a little bit on how you found the best way to protect yourself?
Sure. I have, I like to symbolize myself being wrapped in, like I have grown wings, and blue, the light is protective light for me. So I wrap myself in these huge wings with these blue, the blue light, and just protect myself that way during a session. And I know that I'm comforted. Like I feel so safe with those wings wrapped around me. There's times that I've learned since I've started doing Reiki, though, it has awakened a lot of senses, like being around crowds, noise. Mm-hmm. I'm so much more sensitive to things. So even just walking into the grocery store, there's times when I have to really take a step back and be like, okay, whew, protect yourself, get those wings wrapped around you, because in grocery stores, sometimes people are impatient, all that energy, and holy crap, can you consume all that stuff and cause yourself to have a panic attack? And so it's taken me, 5 years to recognize that that's what's going on. I'm not losing my mind. I just need to remember to protect myself, because I'm open to all that energy now. Mm-hmm. And you just have to constantly, and it's not a bad thing, but I have to, I continuously, even when I walk, before I walk into that, the dialysis clinic where I work, I have to protect, put up that shield, blue light, and I put it, and I will physically use it in, my hands to motion that shield that I'm putting, protecting of myself, because I don't want to take on all the horrible energies that might be coming at me as soon as I walk through that door, from other people. I was doing a Reiki session one time on someone and didn't think to protect myself. And thank God there was a bed next to me when I was doing the session, because I had to literally sit down and gather myself again, because I was taking on so much of that person's energy. And yeah, it takes practice though, because I haven't heard of anyone that is a Reiki practitioner that hasn't taken on somebody's really bad crap. And you pay hell for it, because it can be powerful.
Yeah.
But everybody's different how they protect themselves. Some people use, some people envision gold light coming down over them. I like my wings. They make me feel safe. So,
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And I think, as a practitioner of any kind, really, because I've seen that in my own psychotherapy room where, I can also take the things on, but as an empath or even highly sensitive person, going into, like I'll have clients come into my office and they'll be really afraid to go into the grocery store or into these crowded places because they haven't learned that they're highly sensitive yet, or they're, an empath. And so they're going into these places unaware that this is triggering for them, and it is causing some of that anxiety. So being able to recognize that there isn't anything wrong with them, there's just something they need to do extra because they're very attuned to the energy around them, whether or not they're in a, at a party and there's a lot of people talking, that could be a really real triggering for some people. And so people stay away from larger crowds or even loud noises, strong smells, things like that, that are really strong to the sensitive soul. So recognizing that some of those practices, like I love that imagery of the wings. I hadn't heard that before. That's beautiful. That sounds very protective. Usually, I've always done like the white light coming in through my head and just moving through my feet and then just surrounding myself with that white light. So I think there's, different kinds of practices, but really validating for people that there is, that's part of their nature. It doesn't make it, that there's nothing wrong with them, but just learning these skills and these practices can be so valuable moving forward and through life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I really have enjoyed our conversation today. And I think, or I hope anyway, for, you know, anybody listening that, you know, is, you know, has heard about Reiki, you might want to try it, but, you know, it's kind of, you know, thrown off about it, or, you know, might want to try practicing Reiki, but is really not sure where to start. I hope this helps them, like it helped me, to realize that, you know, number one, Reiki doesn't hurt. That was my thing. Like, is this going to hurt? It doesn't hurt. And number two, for, you know, to, if you're interested in becoming a practitioner or something, I mean, it's, you know, Reiki is one of the most popular forms of holistic, you know, holistic medicine, holistic healing in, at least in the United States right now, you know, mm-hmm. So you could find a Reiki practitioner and, you know, kind of talk to them and see what's what. But Tracy, one question I do want to ask you though, with all the stuff, you know, your full-time job and all the craziness going on, do you have anything that you're working on right now?
Right now I am actually, as we speak right now, I'm looking at in my Usui workbook here, I found a PowerPoint presentation that I'm for hospitals. So I have already discussed with a few of the doctors that I work with about, you know, Reiki on patients and stuff, and they're all about it. It's trying to get it organized. Mm-hmm. I work with, you know, other healthcare providers, and right now my friends that are in the hospitals are overwhelmed and need and want, they want Reiki. It's a matter of finding the time because they're working a ton of hours and I'm, you know, busy working too. And so, but what I'm trying to incorporate now is I want to, once this pandemic's over, is get into the hospitals, get in there and find a room that I can rent to help the people that are working, the healthcare workers, the doctors, the nurses, the housekeepers, whoever it is that's in these facilities that need, even if it's 15 minutes of just some good love and energy, some good juju going. That's what I really want. That's what I'm working on now, is trying to get into the hospitals to help healthcare workers. You know, we help healthcare workers, you know, therapists, counselors, everybody's going through so much right now, that I want to reach out and help my fellow healthcare workers with feeling better, you know, being able to breathe for 5 minutes. So that's what I'm working on. So I'm going to get this ordered and try to get into the hospitals. I know it might be 6 months before. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep trying to get people to do some distance sessions with me and get myself out there more. That's been a problem for me too, as I have a problem with trying to promote myself. I just want everybody to feel better. Just, you know, speaking, I don't want to tell you how. I just want you to come to me and I'll show you.
Speaking of promoting yourself, please tell us a little bit about how people can find you.
Well, I have, I'm on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Reiki Healing by Tracy. They can reach out to me through Reiki Healing by Tracy at gmail.com. I have a cell phone. They can text or call me on. And I will get back with them as quickly as I can possibly get back with them. I don't have a website yet. I'm working on that still. I do work from my home, but I will go mobile. I do wear a mask. If someone would like a session in person, I will wear my mask, and I won't touch if people are worried about that right now. And I'm offering distance sessions right now until January 14th, $20 distance sessions for 30 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Tracy, for being here.
Thank you so much.
You guys, this is amazing what you're doing. I think this is amazing.
Thank you.
I see more.
Definitely. It's been a fun experience. I love this, feels like my new calling.
Yes, I love it. I love Sam already, you know. He's an awesome guy and I can't wait to get to know you better, hopefully.
Me too. Well, thank you. It's been such a pleasure. Yeah. So thank you, listeners, for listening to our show. Stay tuned for more episodes being released on Mondays at 5:55 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And until next time, love yourself, love each other, and love the world. And if you love the show, please share it by sharing it with your friends. We love you guys.
Love you guys. Take care. Bye. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather Lynn, for providing us with your beautiful song to accompany our show, Be the Love. If you would like to learn more about Heather Lynn and her music, please visit her website at heatherlynnmusic.com. And thank you, Chrissy Grace at Leading Edge Productions, for the beautiful design and graphics.
And thank you for tuning in. And until next time, we are souls on the journey. And thank you for hopping on the Ascension bus with us. And remember, there is always a seat for you.